Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, let us continue our election coverage now. This morning we speak to a government minister, a member of the House of Keys for nearly a decade, 36 years old, married with two children. He's nodding. Good morning, Russian MHK Jim Watterson.
Good morning, James.
Challenging, fascinating, frustrating. That's how you describe your first 5 years as an MHK. How would you describe the most recent five?
Much of the same. Different types of challenges, moving from being a backbencher into being a government minister. But it's been no less challenging, no less frustrating, but no less rewarding, really. So it's been great.
In political terms, you were pretty young when you were first elected back in 2006. Do you think you're mature enough now, more mature to take a senior role within government if re-elected?
It's really strange to sit here and think that I'm still the youngest member of the House of Keys, and yet if I'm re-elected, I'll be up to the fourth longest serving member of the House. So I think Tynwald has come a long way. There's been an awful lot of changes, and I think one of the big things that's going to be really noticeable in the new House is the lack of experience, and that's something that I can now think I can bring to the House of Keys if I'm re-elected for another term.
What is your political ambition?
I don't really have great political ambitions. There's plenty of people out there with sharper elbows than mine. But when you're asked about do you want to do this job or do you want to do that job, you need three things. Firstly, you need the support of your electorate to become a member of the House of Keys. Secondly, you need the support of your Tynwald colleagues in order to get you into any of those positions. And thirdly, I need the support of Mrs. Watterson. And at the moment, I'm not sure if I've got any of the three yet.
I was going to say the latter may be the most important of them all. If re-elected, though, a parliamentary role or a backbencher role, you've said yourself, experience is needed. You'd need to take on a senior ministerial post, wouldn't you?
Well, there are so many particular roles out there. I mean, there's a vacancy for chief minister, there's a vacancy for treasury minister, there's a vacancy for speaker. So there are all these sort of jobs that are open there. It's going to be down to what the members of Tynwald are looking for in their politicians and between parliamentary and government.
Would you do what was asked of you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's why, you know, if I am re-elected, I'll need to sit down and talk with a lot of the other new members of the House of Keys and find out what their ambitions are.
Because I think midterm you could have moved from the Department of Home Affairs this time and decided not to.
No, that's not the case. Continually sort of seeking new experiences in government and having asked on a number of occasions for different opportunities, I have been at Home Affairs. It's been a great job. I've got a great team down there at Home Affairs. It's been a very rewarding job, and I'd like to think that I've got a good track record down there.
Protecting the vulnerable is obviously something on every candidate's manifestos. The over 75 television licences, how would you protect them having to pay for those, or would you indeed?
No, I think what we've got is a situation where the BBC is going to be picking this up from 2020. It's important that the Isle of Man gets as good a deal as the United Kingdom over 75s get. So I'd like to see a situation whereby this problem was taken away for that particular section of the community.
Is the money there, though, if the BBC don't come in, is the money there and the will within government to pay for these?
I think there will be a will there in order to help this vulnerable section of society, yes.
You've been described as the Armed Forces champion. Mm-hmm. That's rather pretentious, isn't it?
Well, it's the first time that the role has happened. It's something there that's, I think, been a real positive for the Isle of Man. We've now got our reserves in the Isle of Man, part of the British Army. That brings money into the Isle of Man from the UK government. So I think that there's real positives there, as well as bringing in skills, bringing in training for young people who are looking for that as a career.
Tell me, do MHKs get paid enough?
Yes.
And in terms of chief ministerial candidates, and you mentioned that was one of the jobs that we will need, should they declare before an election?
I think that would be ideal. For those that want to do it, they should declare. My submission to Lord Lisvain's review was that we should have an all-Ireland list of candidates alongside your House of Keys ballot paper, so that we could rank all the candidates standing in the House of Keys general election, so that it would give you an idea as to who should be chief minister. It would also give you a way of electing a legislative council directly with a secondary mandate.
In 10 seconds, why should the people of Russian invest their vote in you?
Well, I think if people want a candidate who has got a strong track record, who believes in the Isle of Man, is positive about the future, then that candidate's Ewan Watterson.
Ewan Watterson, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.